Says it's recording. Okay, call to order the Stevensville Airport Board meeting on Tuesday, December the 10th. Roll call for Ron McCann.
Here.
Don Whitehair absent. Don Lorenzen.
Here.
Dustin Wood. Dwayne Shin.
Here.
Tyler Reed.
Here.
Craig Thomas. Vic, our representative, absent. Denton is in Hawaii. Obagi is AWOL. Underwood was going to be here, but I haven't don't see anything.
I saw him in the office, sir.
Yeah, he's probably coming in a couple minutes. So approval of minutes, would you give us the minutes?
Yeah, so
quick summary.
I apologize, I did not get to the minutes this month. I was trying to finish them today, but just got slammed on meetings and stuff. But so I can just run down the notes that I've got here. So I've got really just I did a quick rundown on Montana Aeronautics loan and grants that we submitted for the rehabilitating the pavement, which would be a retroactive. In addition to that, admin building and reconstructing or doing something to the access road. And then, let's see, the admin building, we talked about that. Landed on just going with the original location of it in light of all the utilities and the offsets from the taxiways. So the admin building would be basically right next to the parking, the existing parking lot there. And discussed the CADEX, who was going to cover the CADEX. And so decided that that would come out of the airport budget as opposed to trying to split it out for existing and future developers. Paul is stepping down, will be assistant. Dan is stepping up. And Craig is going to attend the council meetings. And I've got this thing, I can't quite remember, the old white hair hanger. Somebody's buying the white hair hanger.
Yes, Orcott at 10 a.m. tomorrow, they'll sign the papers. So it'll be done.
So that was the Orcott, okay.
Yes.
So
which hanger is that?
Which old one?
Moses.
Oh, okay.
The hanger,
yeah.
The hanger right. Adjoining it south of Donson. You do magnetos.
And then Don asked about the building code for any renovations, and Craig said that should all be in the lease. Need to add rules about not storing trailers, campers on airport property. Motion approved, second passed, and then added that to the council agenda. There's a discussion about past due fees after 35 days. If the fees are not paid, then they'll be turned over to collections. And this is the second notice that would be after a second notice. So. Dusty mentioned that he had some names and changes to the list of hanger leasees or owners, and he was going to go over that list next month. But then Brandon told Dusty to submit the names so they can get billed, just to submit the names. And then going back to Cliff Orcutt, airport land lease. He said he's probably, so Cliff Orcutt did a little quick little presentation. He's looking to start doing his little renovations or whatever in the first of next year, same land use agreement. He's going to have about 7 employees, and they're building magnetos. Dusty said that he could move some stuff out of the way, and then the motion for Orcutt's land lease, lot 5, block 5, motion passed that, and then added to the council agenda. Sounds like Craig is saying tomorrow that's going to go to the council.
Yes.
So, tomorrow's the council.
It did and was passed.
What's that?
It did and was passed.
Okay. Airport manager's report. Dan mentioned the truck was serviced, the blade is in. Dan won't be back until the first of the year. Got the happy lights are bright. Can't remember exactly what that context was. Well, he mentioned there was a deer, he saw a mealy buck, he tried to haze it. Maybe need to angle the cattle guard. Craig had to originally move the cattle guard to get the plow through. Don Lorenzen asked if anybody had any extra siding for aluminum siding. Dusty had some. And then at the last thing I've got, Don mentioned he'd like to put together an event. Airplanes, crafts, arts, automobile, food trucks, airplanes to raise funds for the airport. And then it was tabled at that point, I think, just to think about and talk about it in the future. And then the meeting was adjourned at 6:12 p.m.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as read for November.
And I will put these minutes together. Once again, I apologize for not getting this out. I've just been...
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yeah.
Correspondence. And sent letters out to people who are in arrears. Received one of them back. Says, person unknown, return to sender. UTF. I don't know what that is, but it looks like somebody wrote it on the outside because he didn't want to open it. So that's Roy Smith. He's in Libby. He owes us $610. So I'll have to get with the mayor.
Roy Smith?
Roy Smith.
Good luck finding that one.
Yeah.
Has he got an airplane at the airport?
I don't know that. That's what I was going to ask everybody today, if they knew about an airplane. Doesn't have a number or anything on here. So.
Well, how do you screw that then? What I guess that's.
Pardon me?
This is for parking, is it? Or for. Maybe there's something there.
I'm not sure. Oh,
I see.
Would Montana Department of Transportation, like pilot registration?
Yeah.
Aircraft
registration. Go through that.
Where would they be sending those?
Well, they sent this bill to his address.
But I mean, they might have a current address. We've got an old
one. Or a balance, too. For the outside collector needs standing, these bills, standing balance. Doesn't say what it's for. Outstanding airport fees.
Okay. And who sent that out?
The town of Stephenville.
It's town of Stephenville. Town. Okay.
Yes.
Who signed it? Or who's it?
Laura, our clerk.
So we just need to get with her and have find out.
Do you have a post-it? I was going to say, why don't we suggest that they call Montana Department of Transportation.
Okay.
And see if they have a pilot registration or aircraft registration with an ad, because that would have an address.
I'll take that back to Laura.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
It's not one of the dead ones that's sitting around there that we know of then.
Don't know that either.
Which plane is that?
Don't know.
So we don't know.
It's not on here.
Oh, okay.
More research is needed, apparently.
I don't know any Roy.
That one's been there since '04 and before.
Yeah. I think it was built there.
All of the other communication that I have was verbal, and it was just casual things. So I don't have any other. Anybody else have any other correspondence? I'll check with Laura on this. Financial reports. Today we have Robert Underwood here, our treasurer. If you don't know Robert, this is all the guys. So.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your first name?
Robert.
Robert. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a town treasurer, and I kind of started getting really about 4.5 months now, 5 months. Kind of got in detail with everything going on in town, and then in the airport after we had a meeting with Pat. And we just got the bills paid from the last project, which put us down about 40 grand that weren't paid during the last, so it's about April, May from the last project.
And that was all our part? That's not, no federal match on that? That was our portion?
That, well, it was some federal match. We had some money came in. And so the 90%, you know, come out of that, of the three draws, one of which we paid. We didn't pay the 10% for our match. And so the other ones will, and I have a better accounting of it, the bills, but when I run the reports and how I pay the checks, it doesn't go on the report, so it doesn't do me any good. So that's all caught up. I paid the $3,000 for the CADEX out of the airport fund. Just because the bill's been due, the invoice has been out there. That goes in the financial year last year, because that's when the invoice shows. And so we're going to do a budget amendment to correct some of the airport and call housekeeping stuff on Thursday with the city council. So you'll hear some of that, some of these big numbers flush around. But a lot of it's just to catch everything up and do some housekeeping to make sure we close out the last project, make sure we have the right spending authority, and then if we go forward, make sure we line up the right, you know, the whatever matches we have with the airport and then for the feds or the Montana part. And so right now, with everything said, with all that said, there's about a little over 100,000 in the accounts for the last payout. Some of that's got to be in reserve. I don't know how much that is off the top of my head. It should be 50% of your spend, you know, not used for operation and maintenance. That's the normal amount. So that would be left over to be possibly used for this upcoming project. And I know that doesn't probably meet the mark where we're at, and so we got to kind of go away.
So our reserve will need to be, you have a rough estimate?
No more than 50% of your normal operating costs of the airport. It can't be any higher.
Okay, so that's...
We're using 25 to 50%.
Okay, so that what number would be like?
And I'm looking at what you spent last year, and that's really what all I can go off. And that total was about 37,000.
So we got about 60,000 we could spend.
Yeah. And so then the goal would be is to then figure out what the match, once we work this next year, put the match money aside, understanding we'll pay it out as it goes, so we'll collect a little bit as it goes, so we may not need as much, so I'm going to come with a spreadsheet to see where we, you know, what the expenditures look like, or what the income will look like, and then see how much we'll need toward the end of the project to finish that 10% match.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So it's like you don't have to, you know, say, gosh, right now, say we had 100,000, we kept 20 in the bank, we had 80,000. These are just, I'm throwing out figures.
Right.
We need,
right.
I can't remember how much we need for this project, but whatever that difference is, we're going to project out the income and the expenses, you know, for a year for the cost of the project, and then we'll know how much you've made. So we can put on top of that, and then hopefully the loan will be a little bit less. If that makes sense.
Okay, so we need about 168, if I remember right. And
so about 68,000 is what we're looking at.
We'll probably be 80,000 that we'd be looking at.
Yeah. And with that though, I have to. And I know the last time I think the town loaned the money at one point in time. Like the town's in a position that they could, at least one of the other funds could. But we have got to then do a revenue versus expenses kind of study to make sure you're bringing enough money to you know, get a loan. And that really basically is run your square foot, you know, times how much we pay, you know, all the other fees and the expenses. And that should tell us where we're at. And from what I understand, my initial look at it, not, probably not as good. We've already had that looked at this. Kind of figuratively, you know, the figures that the rates aren't high enough to support the loan, and then the plan for a future you know, go with another project after this one. If this is going to be the end all, you don't want another project, we put a zero and you don't save any money for another project. Or two, we say, hey, you know, 2-3 years, whenever that project comes up, you start saving for that 10%, whatever match, you know, you want to.
Well, where we're probably at here, Robert, is this will infrastructure for the airport be pretty well set up until we go to 5,000 feet and jets, and that's like $15 or $20 million. Now that is a long ways in the future, but this project would take care of the projected 5-year plan and all of the necessary upgrades for probably the next 20 years. So this really completes the airport. And then as there's more hangars built, then they will be taken care of. We have enough for another 30 hangars without doing anything else to the airport.
One of the other things that you can talk to the mayor about, we want to make sure and I'm sure you guys have had to talk to a few, make sure it's self-sufficient, you know, and that includes, you know, make sure, and that's kind of what the town's with any of the funds that we want, it maintains its, you know, its itself, and without using taxpayer dollars. And so that's kind of, and I know you've done that in the past, but we just want to make sure it stays that way. And we can come up with the figures, and we'll hopefully get that by the next meeting. I really want to work on it,
so you could have a projection us on what we'll need to do to be able to maintain sufficiency.
Yeah.
Without, okay. Yeah, okay. Thanks for all the work on this. This is I know you struggled with the doggone thing. It's a bugger.
Well, it's funny because stuff just comes, after being here almost 5 months, stuff still comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah, yeah. were you able to contact Foster about the TIF?
I did, yeah. I had out one first thing in the morning, and then I do talk to the mayor. I'm going to go in with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, he's okay
on that. So. Well, on the TIF was acceptable.
Yeah.
I think he understands the history and all the things that were behind. So, okay.
If anybody got any questions?
Questions. So we'll look forward to you next meeting then?
Yeah.
We'll put you on the agenda. All right.
I'm planning on trying to attend every meeting. So that's the goal.
I do have and I did not email this to you, representative samples of aviation airport hangar ground lease rates and fuel flow fees in Montana. This is 2015. So you can take this if you want it to Robert, and then he'd have an idea of where we stand and others. Stevensville is about the fourth most expensive airport in the state, I think, to have an airplane at. But we are, if we can complete this project, we'll be, if we're not the nicest little airport, it'll be really close to it.
Okay, that's good. As long as the numbers match out, everybody's happy, and I'm not going to, I know there's always been that in between some of the town people saying, as long as we lay the numbers out, just black and white and say, no, they're not. We did this with the water rates. If you heard about that, you know, they want to lower the water rates, but when you do the simple math and you lay it up there, you realize they're $10 short a month. Fresh water payer. It's like, oh, they're not even paying for their own water yet. And so once we do that here and you lay it out there, whatever the numbers are, the numbers, right?
Yeah.
Your expenses equal revenue. It's pretty, the average monkey can figure it out, you know, and that's what it says. And then they'll be paying for that.
Go ahead, Don.
Monthly, that report we give, do we give that to Brandon typically? That our volunteer hours? Who ultimately
I think
gets
that?
It comes to me, yeah.
It goes to you. Oh.
Yeah, and I have to pay work. We pay work comp. You guys pay work comp on the hours, but it's like $50. You know, that's not expensive. But we have to pay work comp on volunteer.
Well, I mean, you know, people in the city want to bring up issues. I mean, it's things like that. How many people volunteer versus, you know, on something in the city parks or whatever versus, you know, the group, small group that we probably have a couple hundred hours a year easily.
Well, more than that.
Yeah.
I'll have more than that. But a lot of it goes into the, you know, like I spent 4 hours a day And they're just trying to get some stuff for you and finding it and all these other things, phone calls and just stuff that happens, you know. I guess one of the examples is like last year, everybody had a snow problem. Nobody missed flying at the Stephensville Airport. It's all volunteers. Okay. But we do have one of the finest snow plows in the country for doing
that. Most expensive.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess the point is it's a bunch of people you really don't hear about, don't see, don't really say anything, don't write anything down, but they're up there doing what is necessary to...
So the volunteer hours cut your costs down a lot. Yeah. So you could say, if you put those volunteer hours together, we could say, if we had to pay for those hours, we could put a cost of that.
Yeah.
And you put that in the equation, then you would know what the rates would have to be.
Right.
Volunteer sounds good,
which is good. Well, another thing is, since we got the fire engine up there, they're making a couple of calls a month. Yeah. So that's been a great community service. No, doesn't show any income to anybody, but it is, it's a really huge benefit. Any other questions or anything about that? Okay, engineer's report. So, okay. Where are we at, Doug? God bless you.
I honestly don't have too much to report this month. Like I said, we submitted all those grant applications. We're just waiting until January hits, and then we'll... I scoured the internet trying... For some reason, I could not find the dates. It's usually mid-January is when the Montana Aeronautics meeting is...
Well, Robert volunteered that he would go with us.
Oh, great.
And I mean,
that would be super helpful.
Because he'll be able to explain things that you and I will not be able to say. And then if we have Dan and a couple other folks, Don, if you go,
It's like, it's going to be early to middle January, mid-January.
Did you say early to middle?
Early to mid-January.
Okay, because I'll be gone till I think January 12th or so.
Okay.
Yeah, if three or four of us can go, but particularly Robert, he's really, guys.
There might be a scenario where, a project maybe doesn't get funded, but they offer a loan, low interest loan, so that's where it would be really handy for you to be there because sometimes they put you on the spot in the afternoon when they're actually allocating all the money, and they say, hey, I know you guys asked for this amount. Would you be willing to accept the loan?
Right. Well, that's how come I was working with you to try and get this. And like, if you have this at the next meeting, the first part of January, then you'll be up to speed on all of our needs and those kind of things. And when they're talking about it, you can say, yes, we can do that, or no, we cannot do that.
Okay, no, that makes sense. If they give a loan versus trying to come out and go somewhere else,
One of the things.
Low interest rate,
yeah. And one of the things that they count on is do you have sponsor support?
Yeah.
Okay, with you being there, that's. I don't know how you could get more sponsor support between what the mayor has been doing and with you there. I mean, that's a really good.
Going to the meetings for the last. 8 years. I can say that it really does make a difference to have the sponsor there. Even if they don't say much, just to have that support, I think it really helps. And this is the year to do it. I mean, their pot of money is tenfold what they normally have.
Well, there's no, and of course, there's no guarantees, just like that. But we, our best effort, we've got a good plan. We're all set up. We have everything cock-locked and ready to rock.
Yeah.
So that's a good opportunity. That's how come this project fell in our lap, is because we had completed this, and that was due to the TED and the TIF, because we went into this intense planning stage in the last 5 years to have it all done. That's how come we have this opportunity to complete this project, basically complete the airport.
Yeah, so usually they go in alphabetical order, so we'll be near the bottom, and then just kind of go through each project. I'll have some blow-ups on some, poster board that shows overall layouts for different things, and I can explain all the you know, the design stuff to that, and then maybe, for instance, with the admin building, it'd be great to just kind of give a little, like what we were talking about.
Yes.
I think the anecdotes help. Just, you know, somebody showed up, they had to use the bathroom, and there's no bathroom at the airport, you know.
Yeah, so Robert's not blindsided on that. I was there, and they had this Piper Mirage turboprop taxis in, and these two young ladies get out dressed in the nines, go over to the porta potty, and it's been you. It's a porta potty, and the lady opens the door, and they look in, and they look at one another, and turn loose of the door, doing about face. The pilot has come out on the wing. He's just stretching. She holds up her hand and does it like that. He gets back in and cranks it up, and they go someplace else. And that's just the way it is. So you got to have some of those things. But it would be, well, we'll just put our best foot forward and we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
And we might, if everybody could have a business card, and then we could hand that out to the chairman when we get there. So then they'll know this is a real deal.
Yeah, it's
going to
be crazy. I have no idea what to expect.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be wild.
Yeah, I got it. Just because you're going from $200,000 for years, the pot of money's been around $200,000. And before that, what was it, 2010 or 2011, it used to be a 95-5, where the FAA would pay for 95% of the project, and then you just need to come up with a 5% match. So you're asking for half of your 5% match, which is 2.5% now. They upped it to 10% match, so we're hoping years past just to get half of that match. So 5%, you know, you got a couple, you got a $2.5 million project. That's still, you know, just even a 5% is quite a bit. So now it's gone from 200,000 to over 2 million, you know, in 1 year. So
it'll be a feeding frenzy.
People that are going to be submitting for different projects, just, you know, knowing that there's a better chance. You know, so for some of even the lower priorities. So I was at Montana Aeronautics did a presentation at the Ronan Airport, and they were saying that, I think it's kind of funny, but they were almost worried that they wouldn't have enough applications for all the money they had. And I'm like, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be fine. We can handle it all if we want to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, I have no idea how it's going to go, but it's going to be fun, hopefully fun.
Yeah, it'll be a fun day.
And besides that, I'm working on, actually I need to get the construction contract signed, hopefully from the mayor. I've been bugging him, and I think that
I've been over to me. You want to look at it, make sure we're done.
Okay.
So we don't sign something that we can't afford.
Yeah. And that we kind of need, because I've been getting bugged by the project manager to get that, just because he can't really do anything. He needs to lock in prices with the subs, and, you know. But I know that, you know, I know what's going on in the background. I have to tell him that.
Well, that's where Robert's key person in this, and he's got to the point now where he can probably give us some kind of answers.
Yeah. I don't want to put pressure on you guys, but
no, I mean, I think you're right. At this stage of the game, I kind of got to handle it a little bit. Except the ball goes paid and caught up.
Well, if you're thinking about maybe downsizing the project or something, you should probably know sooner than later.
That's what Brennan said he wanted. You know, when he initially asked for it, he wanted to make sure it was kind of broken up so we could pick and choose what we wanted. I remember that was
we have about. It's prioritized.
And so I think we just have to get the. Figure out how much that loan is and figure out where we go from it and go from there and see if we really see if we can pay back an $80,000 loan. Because you throw that on there, that's about a $9,000 a year expenditure that we don't have right now. So that's got to come from somewhere. A 10-year loan.
We'll cut your pay.
Yeah, okay. that'll make a big difference. Any questions?
We can comments? Talk about it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate all the. I know this has been a tough thing to fair it out, but we really appreciate it. You know, it's gonna be a good deal, actually. I mean, it's very positive that we can now determine here it is, you know, and particularly that the town understands that we're not, that the residents are not paying for our toys.
Yeah.
They refer to them as.
Yeah, we are.
So we go to airport business. Let's see, the airport budget, funds, future, and planning. I think we've all covered that. Would everybody agree to that?
Yep.
We can skip that, go to old business. Regarding FAA funding opportunities, I think we've already handled that. Discussion decision regarding my mower repairs. Last time we okayed it, but I had to vote on it to break the majority, and I don't want to pay myself for something, and we're in the same situation tonight, so let's pass it on down the road.
So we need one more present?
Yes. Somebody other than me. I just don't want
to. Christmas, you'll get a present.
Yeah, okay.
Next month.
Okay.
Sorry.
New business, a turf runway. There are two gentlemen here, Shapiro and Brad. I can't remember his last name right now, and they were going to make a presentation on a turf runway. And I see they are not here tonight, so maybe they didn't get all of their work completed. I did drive it, and I've talked with Tyler about it. I've also talked to the FAA about it. I'm pretty sure I know where it's going to need to go, or Tyler and I pretty much need to go. There's quite a few things to do to get this done.
Where would it be?
What I'd requested from them is a user request for a turf runway, so that it wouldn't be coming from the board, it would be coming from the users. I thought that would add more credence to it.
Did you talk to Diane about that?
I did.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
And what did she?
She's open to whatever kind of a proposal that we can come up with. So it looked like south of the main runway there, that area is kind of an open area, and I just paced it off, but it appeared we had sufficient distance from the fence as well as separation from the runway.
So there'd be parallel.
It'd be parallel too. You know. It would take a grader and some grass seeding.
How long did they want it?
That's what they were going to tell me tonight.
Oh, I see.
What prompted that request?
They're running those big tired Super Cubs, and they would like to practice on turf instead of practicing on asphalt. And then there are students coming from both Missoula and Hamilton, and they're using this as a short cross country. So they come to Stevensville, and there is no place around here close that they can land on a turf runway. So for their FAA check ride, that would be very good if we had one of those, because it would be a place for them to come, and then they would be checked off on a turf runway.
Does that cause any complexity in airport operations, having two runways?
Well, that is one of the things. We had one before that we were using, but it did not have separation. So, yes, it does. And there are some things you have to deal with, which Tyler and I would have to present to Diane. But I'm waiting for those guys. I'll call them and tell them, hey, guys, you missed the meeting, and we need to do it again at another time. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's not a manned airport, right? So your people are coming in by themselves. So I'm just wondering whether there's any restrictions of having multiple runways.
I don't think so. There's many in the state that have a turf runway as well as an asphalt runway. You know, there's just over a couple of.
So they don't get in a problem flying patterns.
You could.
You could have somebody coming in on turf 1-2 and somebody departing on 3-0 asphalt.
Same situation as what we currently have.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be new.
One thing I'm thinking is if you have two parallel runways, you'd almost have to have a 12 right and a 12 left. But then, you know, because you can't just say, landing on a 12 turf runway. You want to say, landing 12 left.
See, that's like my runway. I'm within a mile of the airport, and I'm 3-0 right and 1-2 left.
Oh, okay.
On mine.
Which
I go away from the airport in all the entrance and exit.
Yeah, with some of the other airports we work on, I mean, there's definitely turf runways on other airports, and you know, so I can do a little bit of research and see how they designated those.
Well, let's wait on this until these guys come forth. Yeah. Then. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Tabled. Airport Fun Day, Don. I see you got a little support here from our weed chick. Kellyanne?
Yes.
Everybody know Kelly, it's Ron and Dwayne, and I'm Craig, and this is Don, and that's Robert, and that's Tyler.
Hi, guys.
Well, what we talked about last month, and then I had a subsequent phone call with Kelly. Kellyanne, sorry. Do you go by Kelly or Kellyanne?
Either one?
Yeah. Ann?
Yep. It's Kellyanne. I don't have a middle name, but I come by with whatever you call. The weed lady, whatever.
Well, she has extensive experience, it sounds like, organizing events. And so what I was thinking, once this airport's, you know, I mean, all spiffed up and polished up, it'd be kind of neat to do some sort of event to draw attention to it. And, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to raise some funds. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, I don't want to expend funds. And so when we discussed it by phone, you were saying some of your projects, I'll just kind of summarize and then you can speak on it. Some of her projects that she got some funding from Ravalli County for Mud Run and so forth, but it was in excess of $10,000, right? And I wouldn't expect us to get any sort of funds like that. So I was kind of, you know, I did speak with a Mike Stewart of the Bitterroot Car Club, and he was excited to have a car show at the airport. And so my vision was, what I was thinking of was something besides, you know, airplanes, cars, and art. You know, art, airplanes, and automobiles is what I was kind of thinking of. And get some artists out there, you know, and that they could pay a fee to display their wares. We could have food trucks come up and basically, you know, the car club, whether they pay us anything, because a lot of them, they give their money to nonprofits to help. So I don't want to be taking their money that they would normally donate. So I'm not sure exactly how we could raise money, but definitely I think it would be fun without too much effort to put on something to draw people, draw the attention to, have pilots come in, fly in. We could have the local, one of the Boy Scout troops down here, I bet, would do a breakfast, because we have facilities, we can provide them a building to work from, hangar-wise. The EAA group up in Missoula would be glad. I'm sure we could borrow pots, pans, griddles. They got whole gas-fired griddles to use for a day. We could probably do that. So anyway, so with that, Kelly, okay.
Yeah, I think there's lots of ways that we can try to bring money in when it comes to that. We talked a little bit about with the Mud Run, we have lots of obstacles that are already built, they're already paid for, they're sitting in my storage, so you could do like a little youth obstacle course for the kids to come up. There's lots of people, you know, the llama lady in Corvallis loves to have to bring her llamas, and let, you know, you could have all kinds of, you know, like a little petting zoos or something, and you could charge a very minimal amount, if not some of the things for free, just to get the public to realize that we're doing stuff up there. I think we need to draw attention to the airport so we can try to figure out ways to raise funds. One of the things that I was thinking about is a lot of times when you do an event, the first time you do an event, people don't, you know, they're just getting aware of what you're doing. I was talking with him about, you know, I think that if there's something that you could do every year that people got used to, they knew they could do it, that it would grow and grow and grow, but keep it where we're not spending money, we're just bringing money in a fashion. And I think you can always add to it, you know, the different things that can happen up there. There's so much space, and we are getting rid of some of the weeds up there, and then with all your improvements you're having, I think the public needs to know we have a fantastic airport.
Yeah.
And I offered to help with anything that I could, volunteer my time. I am the weed coordinator, but I also own a food truck. So if we can't find the Boy Scouts, I mean, I can bring my truck up there and we cook out of a licensed kitchen. I'm offering my services to whatever kind of event, and offer thoughts and ideas. One of the other things, and I don't know, Craig, if I was talking with you about it or with you, but doing like the Hamilton Airport, where they do, instead of the Easter egg hunt, you do an egg drop, where you get local businesses that donate little prizes, and they, all these adults are running around trying to pick up these gold coins or little plastic eggs, and if they open it up, they see something in there they want a prize, donated from our local businesses. There's just tons of little things.
Well, let's explain some of that. What would occur on something like that could occur. Be a low flyby and drop the eggs out from a plane. And then you release the crowd within a certain area to find the eggs, and some of them are planted. So,
could you use real eggs?
Yeah.
There might be a few of those.
one thing, before I came here, I was involved with air shows back east. And the major obstacle that we always found was the logistics. You have to start planning a good time ahead of when you're going to do this. And especially if you're looking for acts or something that you've got to bring in. The other thing is your manpower. You've got to make sure that you've got enough people to support from the airport so that you can do this. The idea is great, no question about it. But you just can't, the day before, say, we're going to have an air show.
No. And Ron, that was my fear after I talked to Kelly. I was like, I wouldn't commit to something every year. Now, if it happened that way, people from town or from the airport, and we could garner some new volunteers outside of this group, to step it up and kind of ramrod it for the second year, cool. I mean, that'd be great. But I think it's, well, I guess I would ask a question. Do you guys think it's reasonable to do something like a pancake breakfast? People love to have those because, I mean, pilot-wise, because you got a destination, you got a nice spanking new, you know, taxiways, and, you know, the airport's looking great now, and this will include the admin building then, likely?
We'll know more in January.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say so, I wouldn't bet on it, to be safe. But,
okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's just that, you know, between just inviting some car club, getting the Boy Scouts to do a pancake breakfast, having a food truck there by midday, you know, for midday if people want sandwiches, a llama lady, I mean, really none of this stuff is going to cost a lot of money. We get the Boy Scouts or another group, maybe a sports team from Stevensville High School that wants to coordinate, you know, directing cars and information. Again, you know, it takes a few people to piece it together, but we're not spending a lot of money to do it. The biggest thing I could see would be cost of some porta potties. You know, that you can't really avoid that.
Decide if you're going to run under the insurance of whatever your insurance there, or if you pay for event insurance.
Right. That's
for me,
cost.
When I did my stuff, we were at the Hamilton Airport and we did the haunted house and mud run down there, and we were able to go over under county insurance.
Yeah.
We didn't have to purchase anything else, so that's an important thing. And Job Corps are looking for projects to help. I had 65 volunteers for 3 days, two days prior and the day of the event, and then we kept the haunted house open two consecutive weekends, and we had Job Corps volunteer at 22 kids each weekend, each day, Friday and Saturday, and they loved it. They can take ownership in it, they get their name on it. With all the stuff that Job Corps had went through this last year, they need to be able to show that they are an asset to our public, and they're still fighting that in a fashion. So, I mean, you have hundreds of kids at Trapper Creek Job Corps looking to help do this. So, like you said, and they take direction. You have to guide them. They come with teachers, but they take direction. So you're going to collect tickets, and you're going to, you know, pick up trash, and you're going to, whatever it is. They're really great at following. The Boy Scouts kids are always looking for projects to do for the community. I think that I could make one phone call and probably get us 50 Boy Scout kids just out of Corvallis School.
Yeah.
We do weed pulls, and those kids just show up with gloves on and they're ready to go, and they're proud of what they're doing.
Well, and if we tied it in with like the EAA group, do a Young Eagle event where we give kids, you know, some rides, you know, we'd probably
into an insurance problem with that.
What's that?
Didn't we run into an insurance problem?
No, the way they do that now is National provides the event. Okay. They require every pilot to, you know, have a third class medical and your own personal liability, you know, aircraft liability. But then they give you like an event blanket, you know, coverage for that. And, you know, we've got one of the EAA members up in Missoula does the coordination of that. So I just call Ray and say, hey, we want to plan this event. They have a website now where people can, we'd advertise it. I could get the guys at KGVO and talk about it. And then you get people, the public goes to the website and they pre-register. So, because, you know, 20 years ago we were doing flights. I would bring in like 8-9 airplanes and we'd have 100-120 kids that we just, they'd show up and we got them all up in the air. We can't quite pull that off now. And I know the EAA group, they don't have that many airplanes to draw from. But
I think that you can establish some sort of a broad brush date. And prior to that, you're going to have a number of brainstorming going on.
Yeah.
Because we look at airplanes like they're the end of the world. John Q. Public is looking at something on his television screen that he's rocking. So we've got to have something that's going to lure the people in.
Right.
Airplanes don't quite have that interest anymore. Whoa. So we've got to foster it. But at the same time, you got to hang that Frankfurter out in front to get them to come. So it takes a couple brainstorming sessions because, for example, one of the things we did when we did the open house, through the Main Street Association, we were able to get some golf carts because we've got to take care of the disabled.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can't have the, an air show is a walking experience, but if you can't walk, that's not so good. So we had some golf carts. Yeah. So you need that sort of thing that you've got to look at. Yeah. So your logistics and your ancillary things have got to be part of that.
Well, I wasn't envisioning any sort of an air show.
Oh, I didn't mean a show per se. Meant,
I'm trying to keep it, if I'm not being clear, I'm trying to make it so it's something that's kind of low-key, simple. Break the ice, see how it goes. I know Hamilton had that one 2 years ago where they advertised and they drummed up. They had like 10,000 people show.
And that was totally accidental.
Yeah, it kind of got overblown.
They weren't planning that. They had no food, no water, not enough potties.
Yeah,
no parking. Just,
and people were walking around.
I carried my granddaughter for a mile.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Oh,
at the end of the day, she gave out.
So let me summarize it by this. I was going to visit with the Mike from the Bitterroot Auto Club. They were having a planning meeting about now, kind of their December end of the season banquet thing, and threw out some dates of what he was going to broach to their group. Would they be interested? Because we'd certainly be able to accommodate cars, you know. Park them, you know, allocate some defined spaces, and they can run that if they want to run it as a trophies and awards or whatever. We just say, okay, you're doing your thing over here starting at 10, and it would be that kind of thing. So what I would propose is, you know, Kellyanne, if you're still interested, well, and if the board's interested in, you know, some support, if nothing else other than, you know, positive waves.
Sounds like Don and Kellyanne have volunteered.
Yeah, and whoever isn't here. I got Dusty, Don, I got Dan, and I got Paul. I got all kinds of volunteers.
Looking at it, realistically, we're going to work on the airport this year. All right, so we're going to start about April, and we're going to get done about June or July. Mm-hmm. So we're probably not doing something this year.
So you don't think we could squeeze something in?
Well, maybe.
Well, that's.
But at the end of the last runway deal, I was exhausted when we got done because it was every single day. So I won't be able to. I'll be gassed out by the time we get.
You already knew enough. But what's a tentative date this year? If the weather goes well and everything, what would be the reasonable date this would be wrapped up?
Mid-June.
mid-June. So if we looked at some in July or early August.
Contingent on, you know, they have to wait for the ground to thaw and all that.
Yeah, well, but I mean, if we said early August, we'd probably be okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably. Yeah.
Why don't I'll visit with Mike. I'll give you a call in the next, you know, few days, see if we can pencil in some dates. Because that was the one thing we didn't want to collide with other events, you know, whether it's in Helena or Ronan, Singing Nation. Yeah. We didn't want to collide with any event. A lot of the stuff, it seems like the car clubs do a lot of stuff in May and June. And I don't blame them. They don't want to be frying out in the sun. So, you know, but again, if we had a small turnout and something just to break the ice and then do something bigger the second year,
Kelly, you were talking about a run. You know, we have a mowed driveway that the police use to survey the airport, and it's like 2 miles. That would, if we mowed it a little closer, that could be an interesting thing. And then our pastor liked biking in this area because of the hills and the turns and the roads and those kind of things. That might be something to pull together.
One thing that I would say about stuff like that is through the mud run, the first year that we had done that, we just did the mud run. The second year, we added the haunted house to it to try to generate money, continue once you get the expense to get that set up. It's a lot of money, so we wanted to try to make as much back as we could. I have boxes of medals. I have t-shirts. I have lots of things that I would donate. I'm not doing the mud run or the haunted house again. I did it all by myself with me pointing. So by the end of the event, I have no voice. I don't know where I'm at. It's a rough deal. So having a group of volunteers that can help or assign tasks is good. But I have all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I would definitely donate it so it could be used with it. Right. You know, if you wanted to do a run.
Yeah. No, I think I'm just trying to envision something that doesn't take. Yeah, because you start doing a run, you got to map out the course. You got to have starting equipment, timing equipment. Registration online. No.
No.
Something that, you know, car club, you set up over there. Do your thing. We'll get some porta potties. We'll have the scouts set up a breakfast. Make sure they have the equipment. If they don't, we'll put them in touch with where they can borrow it.
Yeah.
And again, you know, kind of.
Question, Tyler, on that environmental study that they did on the Indian site up there. Can we utilize that site? Because I was over there the other day and watched the sun go down. I mean, if you had a campfire there and a wiener roast, I mean, when the sun goes down in August and September, it's absolutely wonderful.
There's no fires.
What do you mean utilize it? Like,
well, can we be over there near that site? I mean, it's staked off and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd probably stay out of where it's staked off.
Okay, but you could be on the hillside over there.
Oh, yeah.
Could you have someone come and do a talk about it? I don't know what the site is, but if you had somebody come and do a talk?
To be honest, I don't know if there's a lot of significance to it. You know, we did a cultural study, and one of the archaeologists noticed this rock. It's a rock pile, and they think that some of the Native Americans piled the rocks there.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily definitive. I don't know if it has a really good story. You know,
it's a nice place to watch the sun go.
Yeah.
We just had a pretty sophisticated lady from California, and she lands, and it's just that the sun's just going down in the mountains, and she said, "Whoa, this is to die for. This is like absolutely unbelievable." And we're all kind of used to it, you know. But
Another idea that doesn't cost a lot and is cool, and in my mind, know that I don't have a lot to do with planes. They scare me a little. Craig tries to get me to go in there and play nice once in a while now. Set up like a drive-in movie where you just do a projector on the side of one of the things and the cars can sit there and watch a movie. You could do something as little as Happy Days or something that has to do with Top Gun or something, I don't know.
Well, that would be cool to do instead of just a pancake breakfast, to say we're doing a fly-in, drive-in.
Right.
And then in the morning there's a pancake breakfast. Mm-hmm. And the thing with the drive-in event type thing, in August you're looking at, well, it's a little better than June, because, I mean, it doesn't get dark until 10:30 and people are getting tuckered and want to go to bed. But by August, you know, you get a little bit... it's more reasonable to do that. So I don't mean to drag it out.
One other thing, really quick, and it'll probably be more in the planning if this is something you guys decide, but Wes is the maintenance director for the River Valley County, and he's head of the Bitterrotters, and they are always looking for a place to do a car show and people to work with. And so if your guy don't pan out, or even if you want to get two different car clubs there, where they're maybe competing over whatever they decide to plan, there's a couple contacts there as well, so.
Okay.
You know, there's enough, right now there is enough unused apron that you could have a killer car show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially by then, the apron's all redone.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, though, I would have a meeting and say, okay, you're going to be in this area. You guys go ahead and kind of put up your stanchions or tags or whatever. Space your cars, you know.
Those guys do the whole thing from beginning to end. Yeah. They hold that one down at Mildenberger Motors. They know exactly what they're doing. They do the big one up at Lolo Hot Springs. They all know what they're doing, and the people that go to car shows know what to do.
Yeah.
So there's not anybody there having to direct.
Right.
They just
and that's just, you know, you have the Boy Scouts saying, if you're here for the car show, you go over that way, and if you're here, you know, for pancake breakfast, you go over there. So I'll touch base with the Bitterroot Auto Group, and then we'll kind of touch base together for a date, and I'll look at the fly-in events through the summer and see what's over here, because by August it's kind of petering out, and it might be a good idea to kind of do it ahead of school or football season and so forth. So
your chances of weather are still good.
Yeah.
Do
you get every all of that?
Sorry. You don't want to get this.
We'll just continue to table this for next month.
Okay, table it for next month.
And kind of give an update of where we're at. But I think definitely by January, if we're going to do it, we've got to start harder planning.
Okay.
Okay.
Airport manager's report? Since one's absent.
Can I have one more item on the new business?
On the new business, sure.
We have a pothole at the airport on an access road that probably ought to be taken care of. Does the city take care of that, or who?
No, well, that was more on the corner.
Yeah,
on the corner right there.
Yeah,
that was paid for by private funds. That road was okay.
So,
two of them are dead.
Okay.
And the other one is absent tonight.
Oh,
where's the pothole?
Well, it's right there where you make the turn. You head in.
Right at the parking lots.
Yeah. Parking lots on the right there, kind of. Well, you turn left. You go by that hole all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and deeper.
That we have it on our agenda to plead with the Montana Aeronautics for funding. Tyler has a road package already designed and set up, so we'll not only cover the pothole, we'll also cover the rest of the area.
Excellent.
But it's a funding thing, so instead of 6 cents a square foot, you're probably going to pay 18.
Okay. Well, what we can do in the short term is when it gets really cold, we just fill it full of water, and it'll be fine for a couple of months.
Yeah, and then it's going to lift.
Pack some snow in it.
Until Tyler gets it fixed.
Okay. Airport manager's report, one's absent and one's AWOL, so there isn't one. Public comments? Public? No, she's not going to say anything. Have a motion to adjourn.
I most make a motion to adjourn the meeting for December.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.